Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
We all know who said money can't buy your love, don't we not? We've sang the song too many times. But Mairead Molloy, it may beg to differ. She runs a global business based on her uncanny ability to find people their perfect partner, but at a price. And Mairead is the head of Berkeley International, an elite dating network headquartered in London. She joins us now. Good morning to you, Mairead.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
It's nice. It's very, very good. Thank you. And it's very nice to talk to you. Do you want to give us a little rundown on what kind of business it is that you run?
Yes, indeed. So Berkeley International is a bespoke introduction agency for people that are looking for love, marriage, long-term relationships. Nothing like internet dating, because we meet everybody face-to-face, so we do all the filtration for you. So it's a one-to-one personal service.
Okay, so it's higher end, really. I mean, it's worth, I'm told, about £2 billion pounds sterling, all told.
The dating industry is worth billion. I think that was a misprint. I think it might be $2 million, not $2 billion.
I wish it was, because you wouldn't be talking to me. You'd be on the Caribbean sipping pina coladas at this stage.
Well, I would be talking to you, in fairness.
Tell us a little bit about the thinking. Is there a philosophy, a mission statement for the company?
Well, it's all about personal communication. And I feel that a lot of us have lost the fine art of how to communicate. Now, I embrace social media, don't get me wrong, and I embrace online dating. But I think when you get to a certain age, say over 35 up to, you know, whatever age you want, we need to be looked after. It's nice to be able to talk to somebody, to share how you feel, instead of sort of flicking through pictures and making judgments on people without even knowing them. So what we do is we go back to basics and good old-fashioned, let's have a conversation and a cup of coffee or a glass of wine. And I think that's the key to the most things in life is communication between two people. And then there's clarity and you know where you stand, and a helping hand. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, okay, so that makes a lot of sense. People bringing back the art of eye contact and communication rather than everything being digital. So if I wanted to take part in your company or you know, find a date through your company, how much would I have to part with to start off and to kind of become an active member
of your... For an Irish membership or for a European membership?
Well, let's imagine I'm globetrotting. A businessman type of person who's all over the place.
Okay.
Emotionally.
Well, basically, okay. So a UK-Ireland membership, because I tend to marry Ireland with the UK because so many people travel across now. So a UK-Ireland membership is £10,000 sterling for those two areas. And it's £15,000 for Europe. And then it's up to 40,000 sterling for a global membership, which is that is all the continents. Because we have so many people now that... Because the world is so small now, because we can fly wherever we want. People date. They just take a flight and go from Geneva to Brussels, and Brussels to Dublin, Dublin to New York, all the time. It's more and more in demand, in actual fact. And I think our success rates are higher for European and global memberships, and actually, you know, especially Dublin, New York, because we have a huge increase in Dublin, New York relationships.
Okay, well, it's clearly very high end. So if you're paying 10 grand to join up, tell us a little bit about what you'll get for that, Mairead.
So come on in, have a chat, right? Cup of tea, right? Digestive. And we talk about you and your life and what you want and how, and we need to know about you and how you feel, your past relationships, et cetera, et cetera. And then we'll ask you for what your wish list. And then we'll decide what we think is right for you. It's a sort of a two-way street, because sometimes people come in, they haven't a clue what they want, you know, and we sort of say, well, look, let us guide you. And it's only then by our clients meeting our other clients that from that feedback that we can actually find themes in the feedback and use that feedback to find them their perfect match. That's how it works. It's very easy. It's just kind of basic human nature and talking.
So how do you actually assess people who want to be on your books? What are you looking out for, or categories and that kind of thing?
I suppose it depends on age, doesn't it, and what people want. I mean, people come in with all kinds of different questions and wish lists, and I'm looking for people that are interested in longevity and a long-term relationship. They're the kinds of people that we want on our books.
Okay, and then what's your thinking or philosophy on age gaps, for example?
Ah, right. So you're talking about the 60-year-old man with the 30-year-old woman?
Well, it has happened.
Well, I'm based in Cannes. I live in Cannes, so we get a lot of that down here, right? Mm. We try to, look, what can you do? You try, if people come in and they say, a guy of 40 comes in, he's never been married, doesn't have any kids. Suppose he'll want to go out with somebody between 30 and 34, right? And I try to listen to my client. I try to do the best to match them with the best possible person that I can and try to guide them along the route that they can. Suppose we use a kind of a plus or minus seven, between 7 and 10 years, which is a sort of a fairly healthy age gap. It depends. Everybody's different. Everybody has completely different tastes. I've never met any two people that are kind of looking for the same thing. So it's a kind of case-by-case basis, really. But we try to guide them.
A bit about yourself, Mairead. You grew up in Wexford.
Yeah, I was born in Wexford. Yeah, I got a long time ago now, Ryan, I tell you. My lifelong ambition to get on the Late Late. I'm still waiting for the invitation.
Well, give us a bit about your own story, yeah.
So I grew up in Wexford. Yes. Went to DIT. I only did that for 2 years, and I opened a computer company. And then I sold that, and I moved to Cannes and bought a hotel. And then I kept that hotel for 6 years down here in Cannes, and then I went back to university and I trained as a criminal psychologist. And not quite sure why I did that, but anyway. But the psychology is very good for my job because it really helps me understand human nature. And then I've ran Barclay now for the last 12 years, and we now successfully have 8, 9, 10 offices globally, which has been a great success. And so I studied while I was running Barclay, and that's kind of my life in a nutshell. It's not very exciting, I can tell you.
Well, you're there. You are living in Cannes, kind of running people's love lives, I suppose. Essentially, it's an unusual route to take from Wexford to Cannes via many broken and
hearts. Well, when I left Ireland originally, I was living in Westmeath because that's where the computer company was. I then moved to Cannes, bought the hotel, and then I ended up marrying a Frenchman. I think now you can kind of run a business from anywhere because you just get on a plane. And because our clients are so global, I spend most of my life on an aeroplane, so it kind of suits my lifestyle. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you don't mind that peripatetic existence, always on the move. How are the Irish on dating, by the way, Mairead? What sort of feedback are you getting about Irish men?
God, I love the Irish, Ryan. They're great. The Irish. I'm not just saying this because I'm Irish, but we're the most open-minded, fun people in the world. And all guys that come in, they all say, I'd love an Irish girl. It's unbelievable. The Irish are the best culture to work with when it comes to communication and talking, because I think we're the most friendly.
Yeah, I can imagine if you're international and you meet an Irish man or an Irish woman, you probably have a bit more fun than you might with...
Oh, for God's sake,
yeah,
because you always love meeting an Irish person abroad, especially the Irish in America. They're fantastic. We have a great network of Irish people in New York. It's amazing. And in Boston, Philadelphia, it's fantastic. Yeah, yeah.
Good. Is the sun shining in Cannes this morning?
32 degrees, Ryan, a bit like home, isn't it? It's very hot over there today, I believe.
It is a bit like home if you live in the Bahamas. But in Kilkenny, it's a little overcast. And we're working off the strength of probably about 19 degrees. But we'll take it.
Lovely. Enjoy it.
And we will, of course. Mairead, it's been lovely to talk to you. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks a lot, and have a good day. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much. Nice to talk to you. That's Mairead Molloy joining us from Cannes there. It's Berkeley-international.com for more information on that particular business.